Thank you. This hour of muted tranquility is brought to you by Home Field Apparel, the world's most comfortable maker of comfortable clothing. Home Field Apparel, boasting shirts of all shapes for people of all sizes, adorned with dozens of the coolest college sports logos of all time. Home Field Apparel, soon to be joined by the most studious, stately, and stoic of brands, the Michigan Wolverines. Why not sit down to rest in a snow embankment with a 900-page book about the Battle of the Bulge, warmed to the core of your being by a Home Field Apparel Michigan Wolverines sweatshirt? With offer code FULLCAST, you can receive 20% off your first of many orders at Home Field Apparel. That's Home Field Apparel, the only clothing choice for Michigan men of all genders.
Guys, and I say we are physically superior to this football team, and they can't stand and go toe-to-toe against them. So I'm challenging each and every one of you to go out there, lock up with the guy across from you, and beat him into submission, because I think we are physically superior to this team that Minnesota's got on the field right now.
We'll go and find out if that happens.
How was that?
I liked it, man. I'm ready to go.
Did I fire you up?
You did.
Did
I? I don't even want to throw it to commercial break now.
I kind of fired myself up, but I'm way too old for this.
Well, you and I both are. We're gonna take 5 minutes, have a nice tea, and we'll come back at the end of the half.
Put me in, coach.
But only for one snap.
You got that right.
Thank you.
explain to me, when you're down that many points, how you don't return a kickoff?
I hope that's a rhetorical question, because I don't have a clue.
Well, okay, yeah, clearly rhetorical. I don't understand that.
That's an opportunity to make a play.
Well, of course it is. I don't understand being cautious
when you're down.
When you're doubled up, when you're more than doubled up. Looking at this,
I think it's the score, because remember, Dan, that plane that goes up in the air.
But if
that ball touches
on a touchdown,
but Jim, if his hand touches out of bounds before the ball breaks the plane, it's not a touchdown.
I agree, but I think the ball was right over the top of the pylon when that hand hit out of bounds. going to be like you said. It's really, really close.
Now, where we are is where we always are when it comes to replay. You got to start with the call on the field. And the call on the field is a touchdown. We got to see. Now, no question, his hand is out of bounds. The question is, where is the football when that hand touches out of bounds? And I don't think they can overturn it.
They can't overturn it.
Well,
I think if he ruled them at the one-inch line,
yes,
he couldn't
can.
Overturn that.
Don't say they can't overturn it.
That my I would be heartbroken.
Yes, I believe they can overturn.
They can?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They wouldn't do that to Michigan.
They shouldn't. Because I think, I agree with you, I think it was a touchdown. I don't, you got to have definitive proof to overturn the call on the field.
indisputable video evidence.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And I don't think they've got it in this case.
they'd have to put the nose of the football 2 inches from the goal line. I don't, you haven't seen enough to overturn it. Don't you dare.
Will he dare? That's the question. Question, Dan. I don't disagree.
I gave up. Apparently, you weren't going to.
Well, I'm calling this. I'm trying to call a game here.
Well, who cares about
the game? You're asking me this rhetorical question.
Nobody cares about the game anymore.
Well, I do.
Inside 2 minutes.
Inside 137, 49-20 more Michigan. not wearing khakis.
No, he's not. He's wearing blue. I don't know if he's got a rain suit on or an extra layer.
Do you think this is a trend?
Wow, that's talk about above my pay grade. I'm sure Twitterverse will be.
Morgan back to throw, tries to get it to his running back, Potts. It's incomplete. It'll be second and 15 with a minute to play. This game can't end fast enough, in my opinion.
My wife informs me that he's wearing Lululemon pants. Now, is that...
I got to tell you, that's something I wouldn't have known.
Well, I can guarantee you, I am not wearing Lululemon pants. And neither are you. I know that.
I got the big and tall catalog out.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah, second and 15. Who's wearing, you know who's wearing khakis? John Jansen.
And Doug Karsh? He's wearing khakis too.
Karsh is wearing, no, he's wearing corduroys. Karsh is wearing khaki corduroys. Jansen is wearing the official Jim Harbaugh khaki pants. I'm surprised he doesn't have Jim's autograph on him somewhere. Oh, no, don't show me the pants. I don't want to see the pants. Gee.
About something else. That's sensation of the best thing, of the only thing that we got in this world. It's solid and gray. It plays easily during the day. That's right. Close your eyes and imagine the box. When you're at the store, maybe Whole Foods, but let's be honest, it's probably not Whole Foods. Might be Meijer, or definitely a Kroger. You could think about the box and all that stress. All those worries, they're gonna come right back to you. You don't like being ready for the stress and the worry. Cause with the box, that's right, the Epoxy Box guys never die. No death is illegal in Ohio. We outlawed it so we can go to more games with the Bucks. That's right. The Ohio State Buckeyes. When I die, bury me inside a Buckeye. It'll be hard, but you can do it. The Buck.
elevator. I got to tell you, that last commercial break was not fun.